Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing. We're so excited to share with you the news. Our fifth book in the number one international best-selling series, Ready, Aim, Influence, just won the prestigious eLit Book Award for Literary Excellence. To celebrate over the next few weeks, we are bringing you an encore of some of the top experts in the book. Enjoy the show. Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today, I am thrilled because coming to us from Venezuela is Luis Vincent Garcia. Luis is a financial expert, a business performance coach, motivational speaker, and author, and he's truly amazing, and he is going to share some really important wisdom with us today, and there's never been more important a time in our history to hear what he has to share. So, Luis, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Vicki, hi. How are you? It's really a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I wanted to start, so those who may not be familiar with you and the great work you're doing, if you could tell us a little bit about how you realized your passion and purpose and the area of contribution that you're in today. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, I'm from Venezuela, and except for a short period of time when I studied in the U.S., I've always lived here. And it's been very interesting because, you know, being in Latin America, we might see things a little bit different than everybody else in the rest of the world. And, you know, you start your career. I was an economics major, but I went into corporate finance. And, you know, when you start working at a company, you go there the first day, the first week, and you don't know if you're going to stay in the company for 1 month or 8 years or your whole life. So it's kind of a new world once you finish college and you start working. And as soon as I started working, I started relating to people. And I work in finance, basically in corporate finance for over 25 years. And the different jobs I had, I always had the opportunity to meet people, to work with people, to build teams. And, you know, I started liking the idea of helping the people to grow and to develop further of what they had reached at that point in time. So even though I was a finance specialist and that took me a whole range of posts and responsibilities throughout my career, I started to understand or try to understand how people were motivated to work, how their positive attitude affected their efficiency, and how everything tied together and how it impacted the performance of the company. Because at the end, you know, companies are institutions with names, but everything is run by us, by human beings. And if we act the right way, if we act in the correct sense, everything will be done much better than if we don't. So I started to understand how people influence their decisions and how every single aspect was like a single line that everything was tied together from beginning to end. And when you want to see the results, whether you are in sales, in marketing, in finance, or in getting the products developed, it is the people that do them. It is we might have machines and processes and procedures and all of that, but it's the people that act the way that we need to act if we want to achieve what we need to achieve. So I started developing a different mindset. I was a finance major. I wanted to work with the numbers, but understanding the people led me to start writing articles about motivation, attitude. I write in Spanish, and I have my own blog in Spanish. And that led me to make a lot of decisions over the past 5 years. And one of those decisions was I changed industries, and I went to the service industry at a point in time. And this is an example I usually use because in manufacturing, you have problems and issues. And in the service industries, you have areas of opportunities. And this little bit of different view, what makes it different? And if we have opportunities, then we can improve to get more opportunities and to develop them. So I continued working in that area, and I took many courses and seminars, And then I decided that what I wanted to do was to help people. And there are many ways you can help. You can either become a consultant, become a coach, become an expert in some other field. I decided to become a coach, and that was a decision I made last year, late last year. And the idea for me was I want to help people with all the things I've developed, with the models I have, and with ideas I can share with others. And that led, you know, that led to one thing and another. And I've been giving speeches to university students for many, many years. I usually write and speak to them about success and leadership and motivation. And I get invited very often to colleges and universities throughout Venezuela to speak to, you know, different schools and different levels of students. And it's very interesting to see how the students who are junior or senior, who are preparing to go out into the world, they, you know, they've been studying for 5 years or 4 years, whichever is the case. And the nice thing is that they are willing to learn. And if we are willing to teach, then you have a very incredible combination.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And since you're such an expert in this field, what do you think are the key skills that are required for people to really thrive in their business today and perhaps also in their personal life?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You mentioned both your professional skills and your personal life because you need to do what you love and you need to love what you do. I don't know who said that, but that's a very nice quote, that when you understand that you need to like what you're doing, it can be job, it can be work, it can be something that you enjoy. It's all done together. And when you help others, when you help people, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like you are doing whatever you like and you're doing what you're prepared to do. And basically, you need three things. First of all, you need to make decisions. Because in today's world, if you are not moving forward, you're moving backwards. If you are standing still, everybody is moving ahead of you. So even if you're standing still, you're again moving backwards. So you have to make the decisions or where you want to go and decide how you're going to get there. Then you need to get goals. You have to get goals. I've studied and read about Walt Disney for many years, and the Disney culture is very interesting for me. And everybody knows that Walt Disney said that, you know, dreams are possible. And our dreams, whatever we can dream, we can make it. He actually said, if you dream it, you can do it. And then I read about Brian Tracy, and I read his books and watched his DVDs and all of that. And he said that dreams are goals with deadlines. And so it's very important for us to realize what our goals are. We need short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. And our goals need to be measurable. They need to be shared with the people we know and we love. So everybody is taking care of us and our goals and how we are developing them. And particularly, the dates are very important. Because if you want to do your own business and you never say, okay, I'm going to have my business by such date, by the end of 2013, for example, it will never come to reality. So all your dreams and have to be put in a way that they start looking more like goals, and then all your goals have to be certain, need to have certain ideas and steps that you actually take them and put them into work, and that you actually do the programs that you need to do in order to achieve them. And I would say the third key aspect is to take action, because nothing happens unless you take action. Action can mean anything. It can mean you decide to start on exercising or start on a diet or change careers or study in a new field or have your own company or change. And nothing will change unless you do. And you will change once you made the decision that you want to change, but then when you take the actions to change. So for me, it's very important that once you decide what you want, you go ahead and you decide how you're going to get there. So the actions are very important.
They certainly are. And, you know, you also mentioned the importance of collaborations and sharing your goals with others. How important do you think collaborations in general are to success?
Well, I would say for me, it's one of the most critical parts of any success, because rarely we do things alone. We basically work in teams. I used to work in finance, and at the beginning I was an analyst about 25 years ago, and then you start growing up, and then you have your team, and you become a manager here and director there, or chief financial officer at the end of your career, and then you have a lot of people working for you. And you have people in treasury, in accounting, in international accounting, in planning, different financial plannings you have to do, and in many of the other areas like investment or whatever specific area the company in the industry you work for has in your financial department. And then you end up with a team of, let's say, for example, 10 to 15 managers reporting to you. And they have their own team. There might be one people in accounting or three people there or five people in treasury. But then, you know, it's people working to make things work. And the reason I emphasize the word team is that in my personal case, I report to the financial figures of the company. But I didn't do them, you know. It's like you are like an orchestra director. You lead the orchestra, and there are 20 different musical instruments, and once the orchestra is working together, they work at the same pace, with the same speed, and if practiced enough, they become a great orchestra, and we all love to see and hear beautiful music played by incredible orchestras all over the world. And the same happens with your team. You, as the manager, as the director of the area, you need to focus on the different needs that your team has, the different knowledge every person has, because everybody helps in a different way, and you have to understand as a manager how people work, how people behave, and how people react under the different conditions. Throughout a month or throughout the year, you have different times, whether you're in marketing or in sales or in finance, and sometimes corporate life can be a lot of pressure, and you have to manage that, and you have to manage the pressure that is put on your team as well. So as the leader, and you have to become a leader, and we haven't talked about it, but you have to become the leader of your team, of your group, and you have to guide them, you have to teach them, you have to monitor them, you have to promote them internally, and you have to make the decisions that so that your team works in a better way. And that's how you are going to get better results. Because if you leave everybody working on the sides, you will probably don't know what you're going to get. If everybody is working under the same guidance, under the same directions, with the same motivations, and we all have problems, we all do all over the world. We have different issues, personally or professionally, but in general, you need to promote a good, positive stance that you need to promote in order to get the great results you can get from your teams. And if in some cases the teams are not tied together, so you probably need to make a few movements here and there and talk to other people and move people around. But then in the end, it's everybody's responsibility to become part of a group and be successful as a group.
So really addressing the aspect of leadership, which you do so well, and you've been a great leader, and you're helping others to be great leaders now. What factors do you think are really important for a leader to maintain a great team or maintain great partnerships and collaborations? What really needs to be there for the leader?
A leader, for me, is a person who actually understands their people. There have been many questions regarding leadership, regarding who is a good leader. But before I get into that, let me tell you something. I realized years ago that people are what they decide to do, as we talked earlier. And that means that if you want to be successful, you need to read and learn about successful people. If you want to become a leader, you need to read and learn about the characteristics and the qualities of the leaders that have existed throughout time and in the past 50 years. We've had many, many leaders. If you have to be a good entrepreneur, you have to read about what entrepreneurs have done. So, you know, it's really learning all the time and learning how to become people who need to be leaders, successful entrepreneurs, and behave like them. And then I once asked about the typical question, are leaders born or are leaders created? And my answer was, and that was many years ago, I said, because for me, the term evolution is, it doesn't apply just for the whole humanity. It applies for one person at a time. And we all go, most of us go through college and then start working. And then you can choose the career you want. You can choose the path you want. You can have, you know, a very easy way through your corporate life or your corporate career, so you can have a very active one, and you are the one who is deciding. And then how you act and how you behave will determine who you will be in the future. And so if you want to become a leader, you have to learn. And when I said, when I actually answered that leaders evolve, it created kind of a very interesting conversation, because for me, some people have some abilities more developed than others, and they are born with that. But if they don't develop those abilities, they will never show up. The same happens with your learning capabilities. You need to learn, you need to understand what you're going to be doing and what you are going to like to be doing. So at the end, this is a process, and you will become a leader, you will become successful, you will become the person you want to become when you decide that you want to do that, actually when you decide to become that leader. And, you know, for me, leaders need several characteristics in order to develop and to grow and to help, because, again, for me, a leader is a person who is able to determine the best capabilities of the members of the team. And that's, for me, the best leader. So you need to become that. And leaders have many qualities. I don't know if we have the time to cover those. But for me, leaders are very determined people. They know what they want. They know how they're going to get them. And they know how to implement all the changes they need to implement. Then leaders take action. They never stand still. They take action. They promote the actions, and they deliver, which is very, very important. They gather information. That's another characteristic for me of a leader. They gather information. But that doesn't mean they will need all the information in order to make the decision, because sometimes we as leaders, we need to make decisions, and we don't have all the information because it's not available, because something hasn't happened, or something else. But we still need to make the decision because it cannot wait. So it's you know, it's a mixture of things. And then every leader dreams about what they want for the future. Every leader thinks about the future, and you have created a blueprint of how you want things to work. And we see people who become leaders every single day in organizations, in companies, in our communities, in the different states we live in, and in times of natural disasters, we always see leaders. They are the ones who, you know, who save people in the earthquakes or in the floods. The leaders that change the ideas of, for example, us doing an interview over the internet, for example. 10 years ago, we couldn't imagine this. So they make change. They promote change. So this leader is a person who acts, who decides, who is determined, and who will take the team to a new standards. Because I went to a Tony Robbins event once about 3 years ago, and he says that we all have standards, but the fact is that we all need to be raising our standards. And that's true, because we as normal people in our personal lives or are part of a family or in our professional lives, we need to keep raising our standards. We need to keep looking for something new and something better to improve every single day.
So it's that constant, never-ending improvement that we all have to look at. Yeah, beautiful. I just love that. And you were talking about leaders having vision, and I know that you must have a great vision for the fantastic work and contribution you're making to the world. What does that look like for you in the big picture? Almost like if you were leaving a legacy, what would that look like for you and how you've impacted the world with your work and your contribution?
Well, you know, where I'm living, it's been complicated for a while, and in different countries we have seen the Arab Spring 2 years ago, and we have many areas in Latin America, in the Arab world, or in Asia, which, you know, the countries struggle for a while. And the most important thing here is that you need to be positive all the time. Because if the situation is a negative one and you become negative, there will never be a solution for any of the problems that we are confronted with. So you have to be positive. And this is what I try to do. I try to talk about positive things. I want to write about new ideas. I write about motivation, and I write about how to confront the different challenges that we all have. And I've been doing this for many years, and recently I wrote about, in my blog, I wrote 5 short articles about interesting people and interesting qualities of people. And in one of them I mentioned a list, and there are many lists about who might be important, interest, or successful. There are many lists that many people have created. But regardless of who did it or who did it or who studied the different qualities of people throughout history, you know, you will always have the same names or similar names. You always have the Einsteins. You will always have the Newtons and the Vernes and the people who, out of their adventures, as they say, they created worlds. At first, they were fantasies, and then they became a reality. Jules Verne dreamed about ships going to the moon and travels, you know, around the world and all of that. And we can go from one continent into another in 6 hours today. So it's, you know, it's and not only in airplanes, you can do it in vessels through the oceans at a speed that was never imagined. So I write about this. I write about possibility. I write about the important things in life that you need to do that in order to become a positive thinker, in order to become a more positive person all the time. And I think that's what you really need to do in order to really become somebody that wants to grow and develop and help others. And you need to think positively whatever the situation you're in. You need to be a positive person if you want to solve any of the issues we all have today in our world. We live in a complicated world, and that's going to stay. So we need to change our attitude, and our attitude needs to be a positive one.
Well, you know, Lewis, I was just wondering if you have like a brief exercise or tip that could move us into action immediately in becoming more positive and becoming a greater in our leadership and our contribution and really upping our game. Do you have something that you either do yourself or you share with your clients that would help us go into action immediately?
I wouldn't say it's an exercise, but it's something very easy that everybody can do. Just imagine how your life is, and it can be your personal life or your professional life. And you know your current reality, and we all live our realities every single day. So it's very easy for us to take a picture from the outside and look at how we do things, how we behave, and how we understand the situation that is surrounding us. And then make the following exercise. Think how things would be if you had a negative attitude, and think how things will be if you have a positive attitude. And the results will be totally different, because if you act negatively, everybody will be behaving differently towards you. And even in your family, your friends, if you're a student, that will be during college years, or if you work in a company. Now, imagine that you can do the same work you do with a positive thinking and a positive attitude. Things will change immediately, because it is the person who determines how they're going to behave. And if you behave in a positive way, you will have ideas, you will have developments that you probably didn't have before. You can solve issues and problems in a way you didn't think before. So what I do with people and with my clients is like, take a look at your company from the outside. Be like an outsider. Look at your company and how it's working, and how it's actually developing, and see how different it can become if you are a positive person. And then the only interesting thing is that, for me, as I call it, positivism is contagious. Because if I'm happy, I make my family happy. And if my family happy, everything, you know, turns better for everybody. I do the same thing at work. Once I had an assistant that we had a lot of problems at a certain period of time, and And she came to me once and she said, Mr. Lewis, I have a question to ask you. And I said, please go ahead. And she said, why do you keep smiling? And I said, well, please explain yourself. What do you mean? She said, we are in a lot of trouble. We have a lot of issues. And I see you always with a happy face. And the idea is that, you know, why you keep having that? And I said, because that's the only way to work, and that's the only way to behave. And for me, I'm a happy person, and we all have issues, but I'm still happy, and we all have things to do, and you need it to do in a happy way. So you need to be a positive person, and if you do things positively, things will turn much better. Not today, not tomorrow, because you have to work on them, but if you act positively, and if you have a positive attitude, then everything around you will become more positive than if you were a negative person. So this is the exercise that I suggest everybody do. Look at yourself, your family, your company, or where you work, and see how you behave. Are you a positive person who will help everybody else and the company and the purpose of your company, or are you going to be a negative person who is going to stop the development and the growth of, you know, not only the people but the company itself? So just look it from the outside, analyze it, and then take the decisions you need to take in order to become a more positive person.
Oh, that is so unbelievably powerful, really powerful. And time with you has just flown by. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing so much wisdom with us today. I've just learned so much in our time together. Thank you so much, Luis.
Well, thank you, Vicky, for inviting me for the interview.
Now, can you tell us if there's some place on the web where people can connect with you? I know you have a blog. Is there a URL or email or something you'd like to share where people could connect with you and get more information about the great work you're doing?
Oh, yes, definitely. To all our friends who know Spanish and the Spanish speakers as well, I have a blog, as I said. It's in Spanish because it's my native language, and it's called motivandoelfuturo.com. It's motivandoelfuturo.com. It's very easy. And then I have my own personal web page, which is my name. It's luisvicentegarcia.com. And people can connect through there, and they can reach me. And even though
fabulous.
I'm in Venezuela, I travel a lot. I travel every month to different companies where I do work. So it will be very easy for me to, you know, to talk to everybody that wants to talk to me.
Fantastic. And Luis, I want to mention too, I want to thank you so much for the tremendous contribution you're making alongside Carlos Slim in the latest in our book in the best-selling series, Ready, Aim, Influence. So thank you so much for that contribution and for the contribution you made, again, with sharing all of this great information today. It's just been a pleasure.
Well, Vicky, it's been my pleasure to be here with you again.
Okay, and so anyone out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. You can learn about our publications, our broadcast, our global communities, and all the things we're doing. So that's getei.com, and everyone have a wonderful week. For more information about the award-winning book, Ready, Aim, Influence, visit expertinsightspublishing.com. Be sure to join us next Thursday, and have a great week.